The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. It is time now for high school basketball. From Highland, here's Matt Croy.
Good evening from the Reese Center. Highland comes in with a record of 0-2 on the season. Illinois has a record of 0-3. Stay tuned when we speak with both head coaches coming up on the pregame show on WKLM.
Tis the season of joy and giving here at the Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group provider. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the outpouring of love and compassion in our local community. We want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas from your working teams at the Troy Miller Agency, located in Shreve and Berlin.
Troy Miller Agency Insurance.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Give the gift this holiday season that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones from extended power failures by installing Generac's automatic home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free in-home assessment to identify the right Generac generator for your backup power needs. Power you control with peace of mind to combat possible winter storms from Millersburg Electric and Generac. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
Alongside Garraway Pirates head basketball coach Terry Rouse, gets set for this matchup on the road against Highland. For Terry, you've dealt with this, it seems like, every year with the football team. You know it's going to take a few games for kinds to get their basketball legs on them. Talk about just the way you've seen this team here so far, early part of the year.
Yeah, we got a girl. You know, we had a few football players with them, an important football player came to practice and rolled his ankle and came back and played one game and rolled again. So that's been a big setback because Micah offers a lot of athleticism both ends of the floor. But you know what? We just got to keep grinding. You know, our program always says we're going to be playing our best basketball game 23. It's a long process. Our schedule's really tough. We have probably one of the best teams on the schedule tonight. So we're going to have to be locked and loaded and play extremely hard for 32 minutes.
Coaching a team also has a little less experience on this team here. How do you have to coach me a little bit differently with a team like this?
Yeah, it is a growing process. You know, we have no returning starters. I think coming in this season, we had about 300 points coming back last year. I think with Mike out, really about 200 points from a varsity career there. So definitely, yeah, we're young, varsity experience. It's an opportunity for our guys to grow. playing new roles. You know, got a good group of guys. They love playing basketball. And I said, we just got to get in the gym and continue to get better.
Hey, you mentioned that all three games have been right there, right down the wire, right? So guys are competing, just maybe a step or two away from getting that win.
Yeah, you know, we've had every game has been a 3 or 4 minute window where we didn't play very well. Malvern, it was 2 minutes right before halftime. Had a 4-point lead, also we're down by three. Had a big lead against Claymont, ended up with 9 turns in the fourth quarter. Missed a couple shots inside, had a couple breakdowns. You know, so I was hoping that group could get that win, but you know, we got to just get back in practice and get better and see what happens.
Always a battle. You take on Highland, of course, on the road tonight with them tonight. What are you expecting to see from this Hawks team?
They're a phenomenal team. You know, defense is the best in the area. I think their passing is the best in the area. They're doing a great job rebounding on both ends of the floor. They had a legit IVC post player. There's no one in the IVC that looks like him. Their post player is a huge game changer. They got veteran guards. They got 3 and 4 year letter winners. This quite frankly, is the best team in the IVC. And they've deserved it because it's a fantastic basketball team.
Well, with that said, you know it's going to be a challenge, but what are you looking for from your group?
Well, you know, we definitely got to take care of the basketball. We got to limit turnovers. Can we get an open shot every time before? And then we got to make those shots. And then defensively, we got to play extremely hard. Contain door penetration, close out their shooters, find a way to defend their big guy. And after all that, if they miss a shot, we got to be able to find a way to get an off defensive rebound. Against St. Ignatius, I think they probably had half their missed shots ended up being offensive rebounds. So they're a phenomenal, phenomenal offensive rebounding team.
Terry, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks for being here.
That's the voice of Garaway Pirates head basketball coach, Terry Rao.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Alongside the Highland Hawks head basketball coach Mark Staybuck, coming off that loss at St. Ignatius last Saturday, and obviously you were going up against a great team, Division I power. Mark, you lose that game, but were you pleased the way your team competed in a game like that with that team?
Yeah, I mean, sure, our kids played hard. I mean, if you told me before the game we were going to out-rebound them by the margin we did, you know, we would have said we'd been super happy. Just didn't played really hard, didn't shoot it as well as we needed to, and it was a good game for us. Hopefully we get better because of it.
You mentioned that you shoot it well. Part of that's just the early part of the season, right? And obviously playing some pretty good teams, too.
Yeah, I think, thinking about it, you know, we've had to, get shots up quickly. Like with Ignatius, they're going to close out a little harder, a little faster than what we're used to, and we got to do a better job in practices of getting our game speed shots to make us a little more prepared in games, and hopefully we start to shoot it better here tonight.
On our home floor for the first time this year against this Garaway team, and I know always a Highland Garaway you expect to battle.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's not very often you have Highland Garaway playing, and neither team's won a game. I think both teams are going to play very desperate tonight. I mean, we both are in a kind of a must-win situation here. And, even with the records being what they are, I think you're going to see a lot of intensity out there because we both feel like we need to get a win.
From the Garaway standpoint, obviously a team that has some experience for them. What are you expecting to see from those Garaway teams besides what you just mentioned?
Well, I think they'll try to control tempo as best they can. I don't think they're necessarily a low-tempo team this year, but I think tonight we could possibly see that. I think they're going to make us shoot from the outside. That's what I would do if watching us on film the first couple games. I'm sure they're going to do their best to not give up any layups and just make us hit as many shots as we can from outside the paint.
Richard, shooting the basketball, how nice it is just to be on your home floor for the first time, guys, just get the shoot on those home rims.
Yeah, I think just that and getting back. We've had two nights where it felt kind of, we had freshman JV varsity games. Our kids aren't used to that. Just having a normal routine tonight hopefully helps us out a little bit.
Mark, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
That's the voice of Highland Hawks head basketball coach, Mark Slaybaugh.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
This Christmas Eve, celebrate the birth of our Savior with Northside Church. Bring the whole family to their 6 p.m. candlelight service this year at the Harvest Ridge Fairgrounds Expo Center. Expect joyful music, a message of hope, and an unforgettable Christmas experience. That's Northside Church, Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. at Harvest Ridge Fairgrounds. Don't miss it.
It's the kids from D&M Rocks here to remind you about all they offer.
They have mulch, gravel, rhinestones,
wood chips, black shale, and black granite,
natural and manufactured pavers and wall stones,
culvert and PVC pipes and fitting, and shale, which is great base material.
They keep their inventory stocked year-round and offer delivery on all products.
Stop in to see them or give them a call at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks!
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities, protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial.
All right, last
two reputable
one.
Entities are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
In the junior varsity game tonight, Highland defeated Garaway by the score of 52-33. A season ago at Garaway, Highland defeated the Pirates 60-40 in that game, when Highland shot 43% from three-point distance and 88% from the foul line, while forcing 18 turnovers on the Pirates to get that win. In that victory before Highland, they were led in the scoring by Alex Miller, who had 20 points, 18 points scored by Nick Wigdom in that contest. He's now over at Malone. Well, for Garaway, they were led by Bronson Speedy. He had 17 points, while Blaine Raber chipped in with 10. In the second meeting played at the Reese Center, Highland won that game as well, 66-42, a game where Highland shot 51% from two-point range and forced again 18 turnovers on Garaway to get that victory. Leading the way for Highland in that win, that was Nick Wigdon, who had 19 points, and Alex Miller had 13. Well, for Garaway, they were led by Blaine Raver, who had 15 points, and Bronson Speedy chipped in with 10, both now gone to graduation. Highland, of course, captured the outright IVC South Division title last year, going 12-0. Indian Valley finished up in second place in the conference at 10-2, and Garaway finished up in third place at 8-4. In Division 6, Highland would fall in the district championship game to Monroe Central, who eventually would go on to capture the state title as Monroe Central defeated Highland in that game by the score of 54-33. And then for Garaway last year, they would advance all the way to the Division 5 regional semifinal games. They would fall to Minford in that game 66-43. Minford went on to capture the regional title after that. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show next on WKLM.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding Contractors.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, they are committed to safe and reliable energy every day. Did you know that when their power blinks, most likely this means their equipment is working properly? If an animal, like a squirrel or a tree branch, makes contact with their electric infrastructure, their programmed equipment will allow a fault or a blink. The blink gives a moment for the item to fall away from their power lines and prevents major damage to their equipment and prolonged outage. So remember, the next time you have a blink, it's a good thing. Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative, committed to their members in our community.
Highland began their season with a road loss to John Glenn, 47-43, then lost at St. Ignatius last week by the score of 51-35 back on Saturday. Highland has a record of 0-2. Garaway, they began their season with a road loss at West Holmes, 53-48, lost at Malvern by the score of 41-35, then lost in a buzzer beater on their home floor to Claymont in their last game, 51-49. Garaway has a record of 0-3. Highland averaging 39 points per contest. Garaway averages 44 a game. Highland giving up 49 points per contest through the first two games of the season. The Pirates giving up 48.3 a game on the defensive end. In the IVC South so far, the teams that have played conference games, Claymont and Tuskegee Valley both 1-0, while Ridgewood and Garaway are 0-1. In the IVC North Division, Buckeye Trail was 2-0. Malvern in Strasburg both 1-0. Newcomers down in TCC are 0-1, and Conotton Valley is 0-2. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, Mansfield Senior, New Philadelphia, Dover, and Ashland are all 1-0 in the conference, while West Holmes, Madison, Lexington, and Worcester are 0-1. 1-1. Overall around the area in boys basketball thus far, Central Christian has a record of 2-1. Danville is 1-0. Triway 1-1. Wayndale a record of 1-1. Laddonville is 1-3. While West Holmes is 1-2 overall on the season. We'll take a break and back to get some thoughts from Troy Fritz on the broadcast right after this on WKLM.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
Give the gift this holiday season that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones from extended power failures by installing Generac's automatic home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free in-home assessment to identify the right Generac generator for your backup power needs. Power you control with peace of mind to combat possible winter storms from Millersburg Electric and Generac. Call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com.
At Beachy's, we're about keeping you safe and on the road. We believe in building lasting relationships through a trustworthy service. Our team cares about delivering quality every time. We offer auto, diesel, heavy-duty, and tire services. Our Winesburg location is open 7 a.m. to midnight, located at 2653 U.S. 62. Call Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Our Berlin location is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 5979 County Road 201. Call Berlin at 330-674-6970. Explore our full range of services and easily schedule your next appointment at beachies.com.
Highland taking on Garraway in the recenter tonight. Matt Coy alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast. And you can always expect a great crowd at hand with these two teams face off, and that is the case again tonight.
Yeah, they didn't disappoint. Both crowds have come out in force to support their teams, and this should be a good ball game tonight, Matt.
You know, Mark Stable talked about it. You don't see these two teams score off very often, and they're winless, but they're kind of the seeding here, obviously, in the Highland side. Two outstanding opponents they've played so far this year. This is a very good Highland team.
Absolutely. I mean, these losses are justifiable at this point for Highland. They play a really tough schedule here in this preseason, pre-league schedule. And, I mean, it's been brutal for them. They played well in them games. And Garraway, as we heard, you know, they're coming off of football. This is nothing new for Coach Rao. Listen, he's a good coach, and he'll have them ready to play.
He'll have them ready to play. Of course, they played three games. They lost them, but all coming down to the wire for them. So they've competed so far, and obviously a big challenge for them tonight.
They have competed in their ball games, and they're going to get better. They're playing a lot of young players this year, and they're going to improve. So this should be a good matchup for both teams tonight, Matt.
And both teams signed to Terry Rao said, we're going to have to play hard. And Mark Stable said, we're going to have to play desperate. You can expect both teams to come out there and give everything they've got here tonight.
You're going to see a lot of defense here early on in this ball game, and that's going to establish the offensive tempo for both of these teams tonight.
We'll take a break, and Troy Fritz will have tonight's starting lineup, then the opening tip on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
And tonight's national anthem is being brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. We'll be picking up the national anthem live from the court momentarily.
Adopted by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, the officials are Kelly Fitzsimmons, Jim Edwards, Justin Tyler. Now, will you please stand, gentlemen, and remove your caps in the singing for our national anthem.
Thank you.
Once again, tonight's national anthem has been brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And the starting lineup brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, just outside of Millersburg off State Route 39. Get the quality windows, doors, siding, insulation you need at MRV Siding Supply. Now with tonight's starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt, for Garraway tonight. The visiting team, they'll line up like this. At a guard position, a 6'2 senior, number 4 is Jackson Garber. A 6'2 senior guard, number 10, Kingman Bear. At a forward position is a 6'2 senior, number 21, Tanner Rowell. A 5'10 senior guard at number 25, Lofton Numbers. And rounding out that starting five is number 2, a 6'2 junior guard, Henry Swartzentuber. Now for Highland, your home team tonight, they'll go like this. At a guard position, number 12, a 6'2 senior guard, C.J. Yoder. A 5'11 senior guard, number 15, Alex Miller. A 6'1 senior guard wearing number 22, Caleb Yoder. And a 5'8 senior guard, number 23, is Ashton Schrock. And in the middle for Highland will be the 6'7 sophomore forward, Ryan Zerger, rounding out that starting five.
Highland, a record of 0-2, coached by Mark Schnabel in his 21st year. Garraway 0-3, coached by Terry Rao in his 10th season. And the starting line is brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, offering top-notch Provia products on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Give them a call, 800-524-7436, or visit them on the web, mrvsiding.com. Matt Croy alongside Troy Fritz. Michael Hammond's back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com and Stream 1. Highland with their home whites in also black numerals and red trim. Garraway with their road blue jerseys and also red numerals in red trim as well. Ryan Zerger jumps it for Highland, a 6'7 sophomore. If for Garraway, it's going to be Jackson Garber, a 6'2 senior. And Highland does indeed win the toss, going from left to right at the recenter at Dave Stabaugh Court. With it out top, that's Alex Miller. Dribbles it now to the left point. Pass goes left side. On the dribble to the foul line. Out top down to Ashton Schrock. Drive. Lane cut off. Schrock looking. Triple team. Nowhere to go with it. And somehow holds on to the basketball. And I believe he's going to be fouled.
Yeah, they got a reach on Garraway. But there's some tenacious defense right off the bat.
Certainly is. So obviously the first team foul on Garraway. Called that foul on Tanner Rowell, his first personal foul. Highland to inbound it. Alex Miller beneath their own backboard. Bounce pass goes to Schrock in the corner. Out top now to Caleb Yoder. Right side now to Mishler. Dumps it down to the corner. Grabbed by Ryan Zerger. Zerger to the paint, double team. Nice look inside. He'll find Caleb Yoder, who lays it in.
Yeah, great look inside.
Highland will take the 2-0 advantage. Garraway has the basketball going from right to left against the Highland full court press. Here's the dribble in the backcourt. And now three-quarter score across the half-court line. And the pass goes far side. Pirates put it down on the right wing. Here's Schwarzentruber, backs it up near the midcourt line, being hounded by Alex Miller.
That's nicely, Matt.
No doubt. Here's Garber to the right block. He'll back it up to the right wing. Garber top of the key, to the foul line, to Lane. Double team and stolen away by Ashton Schrock. On the fast break, Schrock now goes to Alex Miller. Back to Schrock in the corner. He'll find Miller high on the right side. Gets the hand off to Zerger, back to Miller. Miller to the baseline, spins around under the bucket, gets called for carrying, and that will be Highland's first turnover.
Yeah, he got a little hot bounce there, and that got up around his chest.
Pressure on by Highland. 2-0 lead for the Hawks with 6:45 to play first quarter from the recenter. Inbounded and grabbed in the backcourt by Wyatt Reifensteiner, the 5'10 junior. Dribbles at three-quarter score. Here's the dribble across the half-court line. With the basketball now, Lofton Numbers, I should say, high on the right. Shovels it out top now, Tanner Round. Round takes a left wing. And a foul called away from the basketball. I believe that's going to be slapped on Highland.
It is indeed. They got a moving screen on Zerger.
So that'll be his first personal foul, first team foul on the Hawks. So Garraway to inbound it. Just into the front court near side. Tanner Round, 6'2 senior, inbounds it. Moves to Lofton Numbers. His cross-court pass down to Jackson Garber, high on the right. Near side on the pass down to Henry Schwarzentruber. Dribbles the left wing. Schwarzentruber near midcourt. Again being hounded by Alex Miller. Drive. Lane. Pass goes to the corner. Grabbed now by Kingman Bear. He'll find Numbers on the left wing. Now with a high on the right side is Tanner Round. Dribbles the right wing. Back to the far side corner. Garraway has the basketball. With it is Schwarzentruber. Back to the far side corner, Numbers has it on the right side. Numbers on the right point. Bounce past the corner, knocked away and stolen away by Caleb Yoder.
Great defense.
Yoder on the fast break, spins around to the lane. His layup is going to be good.
And a nice Euro step. Nice finish.
He has four, 4-0 lead for the Hawks. In the second Garraway turnover, Pirates have it to the front court. Here's Rao on the left wing. Rao passes side. Grabbed by Special Trooper. His layup is no good. Rebound grabbed by Zerger. Highland ball. Here's Miller on the fast break. Her look pass inside. Schrock. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound Zerger, however, and he'll be fouled. As you talked about it, Troy, though, and Terry Rao talked about it as well, the relentless Highland defense.
Alex Miller just going to harass them guards all night, and that's going to get really frustrating out there. There's nobody better. This 1-2 guard punch from Highland and Miller and Schrock is something else.
Second team foul, Garraway. First personal on Kingman Bear. And checking in for the first time, Henry Stabel, 5'8 junior, to inbound him. His pass goes to cutting Caleb Yoder, who lays it up and in.
Great inbound pass there from Henry.
And Caleb Yoder has all 6 points for the Hawks, up 6-0. Pirates basketball, 5-12 to play first quarter. Into the front court, Schwarzenegger to the left wing. Working against Henry Stabel. Being hounded by him as well. They'll call him for the hand check. That'll be the second team foul on Highland.
Henry comes off the bench with intensity, playing defense. You know what the order of the day is here in this game.
You got better play defense, you're not going to be out there. It'll be Schwartz and Truber to inbound. A 6'2 junior averaging just over 4 points per game and 2 rebounds per contest. Inbounds to 2 lofted numbers. Numbers dribbles the right wing. Spins around to the foul line. Numbers picks it up. Pass right side goes to Schwartz and Truber. 6-0 Highland. Schwartz and Truber. Against Schlayball. Poke close. Schlayball gets the steal.
Great defense.
Now to Schlayball to Schrock in the front court after the third Garraway turnover. Here's Caleb Yoder to the baseline. His layup no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of Yoder, so it'll be Garraway basketball.
Highland taking good high percentage shots here in this game.
They certainly are. Now in going to be Grant Billy, and he'll replace Caleb Yoder. Alex Miller back in for Henry Schlayball. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard. It's brought to you by Rhodey's IGA. Full pressure on by Highland. Inbounded by Rao. He'll do so into the hands of Wiley Numbers in the game now. 5'8 junior. Numbers dribbles it across the midcourt line, working against Alex Miller. Juggles it, knocked to the floor and stolen. Pass front court by Miller. Goes to Schrock. His layup is going to be good.
Transition basketball.
8-0 Hawks, 4:23 to play first quarter, timeout called. This is IVC Basketball on WKLM.
Coleman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Are you thinking of remodeling or building a new home? Visit Bear Carpet 1 in Sugar Creek. They have a large selection of carpet, laminate tile, vinyl, and hardwood flooring. Financing is available. Call Bear Carpet 1 at 330-852-3890. It'll be Pirates basketball out of the timeout against the Highland full court pressure. Rao inbounds it. Grabbed by Bayer. Going to be a foul call and away from the basketball. I believe going to be foul called on the Hawks.
It is. They got C.J. Yoder on a push off there trying to fight through that screen.
His first 13th foul on Highland. Rao again to inbound it against that full court press. Rao looking. Hits a pass off into the hands now of Wiley Numbers. Back to Kingman Bayer. Bear against C.J. Yoder across the timeline. Bear out top. Dribbles the right point. Picks it up. Lobs it high on the right side. Goes to Lofton Numbers. Tight defense again by the Hawks. Numbers dribbles the top of the key. Now to the left wing against Christian Mullet. Numbers left side to the corner. Picks it up. Pass left to the foul line. Goes to Kingman Bear. Bear on the left wing. Crossover. Drive to the lane. His layup left hand blocked inside by Zerger. Here's Alex Miller on the rebound. His layup on the other end. That's good.
Boy, he got up in the air and come out of nowhere.
Yes, he did. Miller, his first two. 10-0 Hawks.
Explosive.
3.5 to play, first quarter. Lofton Numbers has it across the midcourt line. Working against Mullen again. Pass goes cross-court high on the right. Into the hands of Wiley Numbers. Numbers, top of the key. Now to the right wing. Numbers to the corner, picks it up, spins around, looking. Pass now into the hands of Kingman Bear, high on the right side. 10-0 Highland. Lofton Numbers dribbles the top of the key. His three-pointer goes high, and they're going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed inside, however, by the Pirates. Kingman Bear got the rebound. Three-pointer by Bear going to be no good from the corner. Rebound chased down by C.J. Yoder. Here's Alex Miller with it to the front court. Into the corner. Mullet back to Alex Miller. His three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be chased down by diving Kingman Bear. Then the foul going to be slapped, I believe, on the Hawks. And it's going to be for Highland on Grant Billy.
Yep, loose ball foul there going after the ball. Good hustle foul.
10-0 Highland. Really, every one of the Highland players playing right up in your grill here defensively.
Well, you can see what those first few games did for this team's intensity.
2:51 to play first quarter. Presses on. Embedded, grabbed to the backcourt by Wiley Numbers. Numbers dribbles at three-quarters court. And now across the timeline. Splits the double team, now picks it up. His pass near side going to be knocked to the four and out of bounds. Going to be off of who? Off of Highland.
Yeah, good call there. They got it right. Coach Laybaugh doesn't like it, of course, but it was a good call.
I guess he's not supposed to like it.
No, right? Not at all. It's not what he's here for.
Tanner Rowe inbound to Lofton Numbers. Numbers, 2.5 to play in the first. Works it against Ashton Schrock. Numbers to the right wing. Picks it up. Bounce pass goes out top there on the left wing. Back over to Wiley Numbers. Out top to Lofton. Lofton dribbles it to the foul line. Backs it up top of the key. Picks it up. Down to Bear. Inside. Grabbed by Wiley Numbers. Head fake. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Grant Billy. Hawks basketball. Long pass inside. Goes into the hands of a teammate. That's going to be inside that time. The Ryan Riggenscheller. Missed the shot. Got the rebound. Now to Alex Miller. Down to Ashton Schrock on the left point. On the far side, Caleb Yoder inside the Scheller. Back to Caleb Yoder. Bobbles it and stolen away. Highland has their second turnover. Pirates with it on the other end. Wiley Numbers to Lofton, but too close on that handoff. Out of bounds. It'll be off of Highland, though.
Well, this defense just gives you no space to move the basketball.
None whatsoever. So the Pirates will have the basketball. Checking in to Wyatt Reifensteiner. Also in is Evan Coaletti. Caleb Mishler checks in for Highland, replacing Grant Billy.
Highland going deep into their bench, as usual.
1:48 to play first quarter. Rao inbounds it, goes to Kingman Bear out top. I should say to Jackson Garber. Down to the corner. Three-pointer goes up, and they are going to be off the mark by Reifensteiner. Rebound to the four, going to be picked up by Mishler. Highland ball. Here's Ashton Schrock on the right wing. Schrock to the foul line. Fillane, his scoop shot is good.
My, good body control. Caught to the basket.
That looked pretty nice. He has four. And now Reifensteiner to the other end for Garraway, down 12-0. Here's Rao for a three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound, Alex Miller. 1:20 to play first quarter. Miller's pass goes to Ashton Schrock. Schrock, top of the key, spins around to the foul line. Fillane, his shot is no good, gets his own rebound. His pass deflected and stolen away. Highland has their third turnover. Coaletti across the timeline for the Pirates. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Bluff the numbers out top. Guarded by Schrock. Dribbles it. Pass inside the paint. Goes to Jackson Garber. His shot left hand, no good. Rebound to Caleb Yoder. Hawks basketball. Yoder's pass to the corner. Grabbed by Alex Miller. Back to Yoder on the left wing. Yoder to the corner. Back to Miller out top. Miller, drive. Lane. His shot off the last. That's no good. Rebound. Fought for. Grabbed by Miller. Puts it back up. That is going to be no good. Slapped in the hands of Mishler. Mishler's layup is going to be good.
Non-stop hustle from Highland.
Mishler has his first two. 14-0 Hawks. 22 seconds. Drive by Lofton Numbers. Lost it. Stolen away by Ashton Schrock. Schrock on the fast break. To the corner. Caleb Yoder. His three-pointer is off the mark. Rebound is grabbed by Rao. Pirates with it, 7 seconds. Left wing, back near side, goes to Reifensteiner. Now to Jackson Garber. Garber's runner up of the year going to be in and out. No good. Rebound goes to Reagan Scheller. The closeout, the quarter. At the end of one from the recenter. Highland 14 and Garaway nothing. This is IVC Basketball on WKLM.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Since 1975, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has been an industry pioneer in real estate at auction. This is Anthony Kaufman. Some companies come and go, and some experience ownership changes, but Dave Kaufman has owned and overseen every aspect of his company. During that time, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has grown and expanded to meet increasing customer needs while always staying on the cutting edge of technology and giving back to the community. Rooted in tradition, growing through innovation, we are Kaufman Realty and Auctions in Millersburg, Sugar Creek, New Philadelphia, Cambridge, and at KaufmanRealty.com.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Highland was 0 for 2 on three-point tries. Garaway did not attempt a three-point shot. Highland 7 for 10 from two-point range, 70%. Garaway 0 for 4. On the floor in the second quarter, Garber has it. Pass goes out top. Now to Henry Schwarzentruber. Dribbles it to the foul line. Stumbles, picks it up. His pass inside goes to Rao. Rao backs it in. Double team. Shot by Rao up in the air. No good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Henry Schlabel. Hawks had the basketball. Caleb Yoder's pass front court on the right side to Andrew Buhn in the game now. Back out top to Schlabel. Dribble now by C.J. Yoder out top to Caleb. Now there's Schlabel on the left wing. Drive to the foul line. Out top to Mishler. Mishler spins around to the foul line on the right wing back to Schlabel. Back to Mishler. His three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
Spotted him up. Good shot by Mishler.
Mishler has five off the assist from Henry Schlabel. 17-0 lead for Highland.
Yeah, good dribble drive penetration and a kick out.
Pirates have it. Schwarzentruber's pass goes cross-court. Received now by Garber. Garber to the left wing. Garber to the corner. Backs it in. Picks it up. Goes out top for the pass to Schwarzentruber. He'll dribble at right point. Now to the right wing. Schwarzentruber. Runner off the last is going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. Grabbed by Garber. Garber's put back going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Schwarzentruber. Back in the right wing to the right sider. Back over to Garber to the corner. Now to Schwarzentruber. Pass inside going to be knocked away, but a foul is called on Caleb Yoder. First team foul on Highland. Yoder will have his first personal foul also in that first quarter. Garaway 0-5 for the foul line. Highland did not attempt the foul shot. Highland at rebounding Garaway 12-3. Five turnovers for the Pirates, three for the Hawks.
Garaway got a break on that turnover because that was about to, or on that foul, that was about to be a turnover.
Yes, it was. It'll be Pirates basketball as a result. Still searching for their first point.
Unbelievable. This defense is something else.
Schwarzentruber. Pass to the corner. Goes to Reifensteiner. Out top. The loft of numbers almost stolen by Schlabel. Numbers top of the key. Picks it up. Cross-court pass to Reifensteiner. Dribbles it to the foul line. Back to loft. To the three-pointer up in the air by loft of numbers. No good. Rebound grabbed by Andrew Buhn. Schlabel has it out top. Right wing back to Mishler. His three-pointer going to be good again.
Oh, he's feeling it. Nice looking stroke.
Mishler has eight back-to-back three-pointers. Timeout called by Garaway. 6:08 to play second quarter. Highland 20, Garaway nothing. This is IVC Basketball on KLM.
This Christmas Eve, celebrate the birth of our Savior with Northside Church. Bring the whole family to their 6 p.m. candlelight service this year at the Harvest Ridge Fairgrounds Expo Center. Expect joyful music, a message of hope, and an unforgettable Christmas experience. That's Northside Church, Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. at Harvest Ridge Fairgrounds. Don't miss it.
I found the secret to holiday magic, and no, it's not my grandma's fruitcake.
Good, because that thing should be registered as a building material.
It's Rudy's IGA. They've got USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Roast for just $6.98 a pound.
Now that won't crack a sidewalk. What else?
How about USDA Inspected Bone-In Pork Rib Chops for $2.98 a pound? And even USDA Choice Boneless Beef Sirloin Steak for $9.88 a pound.
You gotta stop. I can only handle so much holiday joy.
Too late, because they've also got 3-pound bags of Red Gold Delicious or Gala apples, 2 for $6.
Start the car. We're making real holiday magic tonight.
Rudy's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg. Garaway has the basketball out of the timeout. It'll be their ball beneath their own backboard, down 20-0. Still searching for that first point of the game. Just under 6 minutes to play in the half.
They can't get a good look, and when they do, it won't drop.
No doubt. Yeah, it's Sportsman Trooper to inbound. And looking, his pass left wing goes to loft the numbers, spins around to the corner. Numbers dribbles to the top of the key, down to the foul line, to the lane. Back to the corner now, Jackson Garber. His three-pointer going to be in and out, no good. Rebound to the four, going to be saved, but into the hands of Mishler. Highland ball to the front court. Grab left side to Billy. Now to Henry Stable. Right side, Mishler. His three-pointer going to be knocked down again.
Why not, Caleb? Why not?
I think Caleb Mishler likes playing with Henry Stable.
He's getting a lot of assists from them. They like each other.
23-0 lead for Highland.
Mm.
Three three-pointers by Mishler in the second quarter. Ball stolen away by Grant Billy. Meanwhile, his layup is going to be good. Everybody getting into the act for Highland.
They are indeed.
25-0 Hawks. 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Here's Lofton numbers across the timeline. Dribbles it out top. On the right side, now back over to Schwarzentruber. On the right post, good side, now to Bear. Out top, Schwarzentruber. Dribbles the right wing. Back to the corner now. Three-pointer up in the air, going to be knocked down. Final way by Jackson Garber.
It was inevitable. Garaway on the board.
Highland scoring the first 25 points of the game. The Garaway with that bucket for the first time. 4:40 to play in the half. Here's Henry Stable to the front court for the Hawks. His pass left wing, now to Mishler. His three-pointer going to be no good that time. Rebound by Billy, but ripped away from him by Kingman Bear. Pirates had the basketball. Here's Henry Schwarzentruber to the front court on the right wing. Dribbles it against Billy. Goes out top of the pass. Reifenschneider. Left side now to Jackson Garber. Into the corner. Goes in the hands of Lofton Numbers. Numbers head fake. Dribbles it. Picks it up. Fadeaway jumper by Numbers. Going to be no good. Rebound goes to Henry Stable.
Got the rebound and great defense on that play.
Now Mishler has the left wing out top. Henry Stable. Right side. Now the C.J. Gooder. His drive to the basket. Nobody there.
Oh,
he'll lay it in.
Great move. Such quickness from C.J. We saw that last year a lot.
His first two of the game. 27-3 lead for the Hawks. 3:48 to play. Second quarter. Here's Lofton Numbers for Garaway. To the front court. Gets the hand off the Schwarzentruber. Thought about it. Dribbles it to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. His runner up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be picked up by Grant Billy. Henry Stable's pass goes front court now to Bune. On the left wing, back to C.J. Yoder. Out top to Stable. His three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound goes to Henry Schwarzentruber. 3:20 to play in the half. Schwarzentruber to the front court for the Pirates. Bounce pass. Right side goes to Jackson Garber. Out top, Reifenschneider, his three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to Mishler. Hawks with it. Here's Stable. And timeout, Highland. 3:03 to play first half. Highland 27, Garaway 3. Back after this on WKLM.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your way of life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. We're an experienced team of professionals that can quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs, ants, spiders, and rodents. We use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure that your home is pest-free and is safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call us today, 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Highland basketball out of the timeout. 3 minutes to play in the half. Here's Ashton Schrock to the front court. Bounce pass right to the foul line. Caleb Yoder. Yoder top of the key. Now finds Schrock inside of Ryan Zerger. Zerger backs it in. His shot left hand. That's going to be good.
Yeah, that's a great move right there for the sophomore. My goodness.
His first two, 29-3 lead for Highland. Pirates basketball to the front court. On the dribble, ball goes away from Wiley Numbers out of bounds, but off the hands of Ashton Schrock. Going to get the value that we'll use and appreciate this Christmas. Starbright Express Car Wash gift cards and Southside Quick Lube gift certificates provide a perfect stocking stuffers that everyone can use. Southside Quick Lube and Starbright Express Car Wash, located on State Route 83 South Millersburg. Pirates have it on the left side. And the dribble now by Travis Rao. Gets the handoff left wing back to Kingman Bear. Out top now to Tanner Rao. His three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Thought four. Grabbed by Caleb Yoder. That was the pass and grabbed on the steal by Wiley Numbers, however. His three-pointer is good.
Here we go for Garaway finding some room out there.
Wiley numbers his first points, the second three-pointer for Garraway in the second quarter. 29-6 Highland. Here's Ashton Schrock. Schrock spins around to the lane, looking from room. He hits pass out top to Zerger. Now to Alex Miller. Miller drives to the lane, kicks it right side. Caleb Yoder. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound grabbed by Tanner Rao. Pirates have it. Rao to the front court. The handoff goes to Bear. On the right side now. Over to Wiley numbers. Numbers to the foul line. The lane picks it up. Gets the handoff back out top to Travis Rao. Rao dribbles the left wing. Back to the corner now. To Wiley numbers. 1.5 to play, second quarter. Numbers to the foul line. End of the quarter now, the Kingman Bear. Bear top of the key. Picks it up. He ain't going to be what?
Be a foul.
Foul called on the Hawks. They'll be their second team foul in the quarter.
Two officials blew that whistle, so they both saw the same thing.
And that'll be the first personal on Alex Miller. Stay tuned tonight for high school scoreboard after the game. It'll be brought to you by Rudy's IGA. Tanner Rado in man for the Pirates. To the corner goes to Kingman Bear. On the right side, back in the hands now over to Jackson Flinter. Flinter to the corner. Back to Bear on the right wing. Bear dribbles it. Pass inside to back to Courtney Flinter. Now on the left wing, back to Tanner Rao. His three-pointer's good.
Yeah, great ball movement there by Garraway.
Tanner Rao, his first points of the game. 29-9 lead for Highland.
So Garraway finding a little rhythm here in offense. Settling down.
Three three-pointers in this second quarter for them. Hawks with it. Mullet handoff goes to Ashton Schrock. Schrock drive to lane. His layup is good.
That's not fair. He's just too quick.
Schrock has six first-half points. 31-9 lead for the Hawks. 40 seconds to play. Into the front court. Pirates have it. Pass left side. Here's over to Wiley numbers. His three-pointer knocked down.
Yeah, that's two for him. Two for two.
31-12 lead for Highland. They'll have the ball with 28 seconds to go. Alex Miller pulls it up as Highland will look for that final shot of the half.
Yep.
18 seconds to go. 31-12 lead for the Hawks. Pass right side, Ashton Schrock. Now a cutting Caleb Yoder. His layup is good.
Good, strong move. Protected the basketball very well in the lane.
Little double clutch. Here's 2 seconds. Pass across midcourt. They will not get the shot off. Will Pirates. And that will close out the first half. Halftime score from the recenter. Highland 33 and Garraway 12. Back around the recap the first half for you on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Wayne Holmes Health is now part of the Premier Pharmacy family, giving us even more ways to serve you. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm pleased to announce our acquisition of Wayne Holmes Health in Worcester, allowing us to offer a full line of home medical equipment, including hospital beds, lift chairs, scooters, and more. We also offer home modifications, including stair lift and ramp installation. Rental and delivery are both available. Stop in and see the new display at our Berlin location, now located inside of German Village Shopping Center, or visit us in Worcester at 720 Winkler Drive to see our full line of medical and home modification equipment.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330 330- 615-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
And they are honoring the 2025 Iowa Hawks State Championship baseball team. We'll pick that up here on the court here at the Reese Center.
There comes the state from the 8th school history, going for their third consecutive state championship. They're taking on number 2 ranked Lake Center Christian Tigers, record 28-4.
And the first pitch of our Division 6 state championship game. Now the pitch. And a one hopper to second, to his left is Wagner, and we'll throw it out.
Here's the pitch. From the line, door right center, giving the base hit for Monaco. What a roll to the warning track. Monaco run for extra bases. He'll get there for the leadoff double.
Now the pitch.
And the dirt bounces away from the catcher.
Now the 2-2. Chip swing.
Finishing with a 31-1 record that included winning the IVC and having 5 players named All-Ohio. Tonight, we would like to honor our Hawks by presenting them with their state championship rings. Here are your 2025 Division 6 state champions. Isaiah Troyer.
Will Beachy. Jonah Yoder. Carson Yoder. Damian Troyer. Paxton Alcon. Logan Yoder. Andre Yoder. Isaiah Wagler. Regan Shetler. Griffin Mogold. Grady Mogold, first team Ohio. Garrett Mogold. Miller. Ben Hostetler. Danny Hostetler, second team Ohio. Keith Hirschberger. Colin Cobens, first team Ohio. Caden Konlitz, first team Ohio. Players that cannot be in attendance tonight is Cade Beachy, Katie Kendall, and Luke Hirschberger. Now your coaches, Richie Mast, Kevin Shaw, Jordan Yoder, Kendall Slayball, and head coach Chris Dagas. Congratulations to the Hawks on their outstanding season last year. Can we please give them a big round of applause for your 2025 state champion, Colin Hawks.
Well-deserved round of applause for the state champion Highland Hawks baseball team. Back with the final numbers for the halftime after this on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Halftime score, Highland leads at 33-12 over Garraway. Highland led 14-0 after one and actually outscored Garraway, scoring the first 25 points of the game, and outscored the Pirates 19-12 in the second. They'll take a 33-12 lead at halftime. Leading the way for Highland, 11 points for Caleb Mishler, 8 for Caleb Yoder, 6 for Ashton Schrock,
two apiece for Alex Miller, Ryan Zerger, and C.G. Yoder, as well as Grand Billy. For Garaway leading the way, 6 points for Wiley Numbers on 2 3-point baskets, and also three apiece for Jackson Garber and Tanner Rao. Now, Troy Fritz, let's look at the first half team numbers.
Thank you very much, Matt. For Garaway, the Highland defense tells the story. 4-12 from behind the arc for 33%. They were 0-9 from the field. Highland on the other side was 3-8 behind the arc. 12 of 16, 75% high percentage shots. Neither team shot a free throw. Big rebounding advantage, Highland 19, Garaway 7. 5 turnovers for the Hawks, 7 for Garaway.
We'll take another break. Come back with the second half next on WKLM.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Just about ready for the start of the second half. Matt Croy alongside Troy Fritz. Michael Hammond's back at the studio. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com and Stream 1. We're also video live streaming the Madison at West Holmes game tonight, currently going on YouTube. Also Stream 2 on WKLMFM.com as well. Also stay tuned tomorrow, weather permitting. We'll have the Lexington at Highland game tomorrow on the air right around 6 o'clock and game time about 6:30. That Riverview West Holmes game, that was canceled for tomorrow. Just about ready for the start of the second half, and Highland has the ball going from right to left. Alex Miller has it top of the key. Pass, pass right side, Ashton Schrock. On the right post inside to Caleb Yoder, backs it in. Yoder spins around, nowhere to go with it. His pass to cutting Caleb Mishler. His shot blocked inside, but a late whistle and a foul called on the Pirates.
That was a great job by Mishler, moving without the basketball there as his teammate was in trouble down there. Good job.
Smart basketball goes to the first team foul on the Pirates. Call that foul on Schwarzentruber, and that'll be his first.
And these will be Highland's first free throw attempts of the game for both teams, as a matter of fact.
That free throw up in the air going to be good by Mishler. He now has 12 points for his season high. He'll get set for that second free throw for the 6-foot senior. That's up, going to be good as well.
Good stroke.
Now for the net, 35-12 lead for Highland. Pirates have the basketball. Here's Lofton Numbers, a three-quarter score. Dribbles it against Ashton Schrock across the timeline, going from left to right. Dribbles to left wing. Bounce pass at the top. Stolen away by Alex Miller. Miller the other way with it to the basket. Here's layup is good.
There's the quickness of Alex.
He has 4. That'll be the 8th Garaway turnover. Pirates have it. Lofted Numbers in the backcourt. Just into the third. Numbers across the timeline. Dribbles it left wing. Picks it up. Bounce pass goes cross court to Tanner Rao. Rao, right wing. Out top now to Schwarzentruber. Back in the right side, he'll find Garber. Garber to the foul line. Garber shot up in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound corralled by Ryan Zerger. Alex Miller to the front court for Highland. Miller, right wing, kicks it far side. Three-pointer by Mishler is going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Alex Miller. Chased down by Schrock behind him. Into the quarter to Caleb Yoder. Yoder drives to lane. Out top Schrock. Schrock to the bucket. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Zerger. His putback is no good. Rebound grabbed by Schwarzentruber. Pirates have it. Schwarzentruber to the front court. Working against Alex Miller. Dribbles the top of the key now to the foul line. To the right block. His shot blocked by Miller. Out of bounds. Will stay with Garaway.
Garaway scrapping out there, trying to fight their way back in this. They need to establish some kind of an inside game, if that's at all possible.
Trying to do it. Schwarzentruber will check out. And checking in, Travis Rao.
They can't shoot. Yeah, they can't shoot threes all night and get back in this.
No doubt. Inbounded by Tanner Rao to the corner. Goes over to Kingman Bear. Back to Tanner Rao, right wing. Dribbles it to the corner. Pass goes right to the foul line. The Kingman Bear backs it in. His shot left hand going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Going to be grabbed by Zerger. Zerger on the fast break. He'll back it up now into the front court. It's the handoff over to Alex Miller. Miller to the baseline. His layup is good.
Oh, my.
A little hesitation, and he was gone to the basket.
And now he's by you just that quick.
He has 6:39-12 Highland. Here's Rao with it for the Pirates on the right wing. Tanner Rao picks it up. Looking. Pass to the corner, and he's stolen away by Zerger. Into the front court goes to Mishler. His pass goes to cutting Caleb Yoder, who lays it in. Here's a timeout for Garraway. 41-12 Highland, 5:35 to play third quarter. This is IVC Basketball on WKLM.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MBBSystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
TMK Farm Service offers a large variety of quality feed for your farm animals, household pets, and exotic animals, including being a dealer for Kalmbach and Purina Mills, organic feeds, animal supplies, water softener pellets, ice pellets, and so much more. TMK Farm Service locations in Sugar Creek, Berlin, New Bedford, and their organic facility in Holmesville. Play back and away. Garraway has the ball. Be a foul called on the Hawks. Their first team foul of the third quarter. And that'll be on Christian Mullen, his first.
Yes, indeed.
The Pirates with it just into the front court on the far side. Travis Rao to inbound the basketball. Gets into the hands of Lofton Numbers. Numbers top of the key to the foul line. Bump, no foul. His shot up, but they are going to be in and out. No good. Rebound corralled inside by Zerger. Here's Alex Miller to the front court on the right wing. Miller to the foul line, spins around. His shot right hand off the glass, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jackson Garber. Pirates have it the other way. Garber left wing, now to the corner. Garber, double team, looking. Pass goes out top now to Tanner Rao. Inside now to a cutting Kingman Bear, who lays it in.
That's what Garraway needs to do. That was well executed.
Bear his first two, 41-14 Highland.
That's their first two-point field goal tonight, Matt.
How about that? Here's Henry Stable in the game now. Goes over to C.G. Yoder. Left wing back to Alex Miller. Miller to the foul line. Out top the Christian Mullen. On the left side, back to C.G. Yoder. Yoder to the lane. His layup off the glass is going to be good.
That was a good move. So pretty.
4 points for C.G. Yoder, both on nice drives to the basket tonight.
He's a slasher.
43-14 Highland. Pirates have it. Here's Sports Trooper. On the left point goes to Kingman Bear. Al top now, Lofton Numbers. Numbers on the left wing. Crossover to the foul line, to the lane. His fadeaway jumper up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound. Going to be grabbed by Henry Stable. Down to the front court. Goes to C.J. Yoder. Left wing back over to Alex Miller for a three-pointer. That's good. Alex Miller has nine. His first three-point basket. 46-14 Highland.
Doing it all over the floor.
Pirates ball. Here's Travis Rao. Drive to the lane. Lost it out of bounds, but off the hands of Henry Schlabel.
That was great defense there by Henry. Textbook.
Certainly it was.
Defended well with the offhand. Knocked it out of bounds.
So Pirates with it. 3:48 to play in the third. Down 46-14. Embedded in the corner. Goes over to the far side. Inside of the right post goes to Wiley Numbers. He'll back it up high on the left. Here's Travis Rao with the basketball, top of the key. Back at the left wing, the Wiley Numbers. Numbers to the foul line. Inside, Travis Rao stolen away. Instead by Grant Billing. 10th Garraway turnover. Here's Mullet. Dumps it inside, goes to Shuttler. His shot no good. Rebound grabbed by Jackson Garber. Garber to the foul line. Cut off. Lost it. And stolen away. Here's Henry Stable on the fast break. Nice look goes to Shetler. His layup is good.
He distributes the basketball very effectively.
Very good. Shetler, his first two, 48-14 Highland, 3:10 to play in the third quarter. And not sure what the action here.
Got a Garraway player a little shooken up.
Yeah.
Some Wiley Numbers.
So he'll check out. Back in going to be Evan Coletti. 48-14 Highland. In batted to Travis Rao. He'll act as the point guard this time around. Highlanders sag off into the half-court defense. Rao to the front court. On the right wing, goes over to Kingman Bear. Poklos stolen by Shetler, but then the foul's going to be called. Late whistle. And Shetler, his first personal foul, second team foul on Highland. Again, it doesn't matter who it is. They're going to be right up in your face.
Well, that's you took the words out of my mouth. Highland's went 10 deep in this game. They'll all defend you to death. So frustrating down there for Garraway.
Here's Tanner Rao to inbound. Averaging 8.3 a game, 5 rebounds per contest. Rao, the 6'2 senior. Al top down to Coletti. Back on the right side, back to Reifensteiner. Who's out top now to Jackson Garber. Left wing now, the dribble by Coletti. Who's out top of the pass now, Rao. Over to Jackson Garber on the right wing. Who's out top of the pass. She's down by Travis Rao. Rao on the right point. Pass, pass, left wing goes to Evan Coletti. Out top now to Reifensteiner. His three-pointer no good. Rebound grabbed by Jackson Garber. Back in the corner to Tanner Rao. Rao whips the pass right side off the hands of Reifensteiner. He'll grab it near midcore. Back on the right side. Stolen away by Mullet. Mullet going to be stepping out of bounds after he got the steal. So turnover each way.
Just 6 for Highland as far. Garraway up to 12.
Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard after the contest. It's brought to you tonight by Rody's IGA. Tanner Rao inbound here at side court. Gets the pass off. The dribble by Travis Rao out top. He'll find Reifensteiner. Out top now to Evan Coletti. Back in the corner. Garber to the baseline, cut off. Back in the corner, the dribble now to the lane by Reifensteiner. His runner is going to be off the glass and good.
Yeah, good strong move by Wyatt.
His first two, 48-16 Highland. 2 minutes to go. Alex Miller goes to Schrock at the top of the key. On the right side, back over to Caleb Yoder. Left wing back to Alex Miller. Miller to the foul line behind his back. Clamp is good.
You can't defend that. There.
Wow. 50-16 Hawks. Ball poked loose, grabbed to the right corner by Tanner Rao. He'll find Garber. Garber to the lane. Stolen away by Caleb Yoder to Zerger. Now to a streaking Alex Miller. Layup is good.
That didn't take long.
13 for Alex Miller, 52-16 Highland. 1:14 to go. Oh, by the way, they're pretty quick out there, too.
They are indeed.
Evan Coletti on the right side. Here's the three-pointer by Travis Rao. That's off the mark. Rebound grab by Caleb Mishler. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Schrock. And a Zerger on the left wing. Zerger to the baseline. Bumped in fouled by Tanner Rao. Second team foul on Garraway. And Rao has a second.
Zerger has great floor presence for a sophomore, and he's very strong with the basketball and the paint.
Averaging 14.5 a game for the 6'7 sophomore.
He is legit.
Running clock now, 33 seconds and counting. Inbounded to Schrock on the left wing, out top to Mishler. Right point now into the hands of Caleb Yoder. He'll find Zerger to the corner. Zerger spins around, his shot right hand, that's good.
That was a thing of beauty.
A little hook off the glass. 4 points for him, 14 seconds. Here's Travis Rao out top. On the right wing, goes over to Henry Schwarzentruber, to Travis Rao. 5 seconds, now to Schwarzentruber. His three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound goes to Alex Miller to close out the third. Through three, Highland 54, Garraway 16. This is IBC Basketball on WKLM.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Third quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. Highland was 1-for-1 from beyond the three-point line in that quarter. Garraway 0-for-3. Highland 8-for-11 from two-point range. Garraway 2-of-7. Highland 2-for-2 from the foul line. Garraway did not attempt the foul shot. Highland out rebounding the Pirates 8-to-3. Five turnovers for the Pirates, one for the Hawks in that third quarter. Garraway basketball on the right side here. Schwarzentruber dribbles it, lobs it out top now to Kingman Bear. From the left wing, back to Lofton Numbers. Numbers to the corner. Pass inside goes to Bear, but stolen away instead by Carson Weaver in the game now. That's the 14th Garraway turnover. Pass to the left side goes to Weaver. The dribble now by C.J. Yoder. Out top, Henry Schlabel. Schlabel to the foul line. Back of the corner now. Goes to Grant Billy. Out top, Schlabel for a three-pointer. He'll knock it down.
Yeah, well-deserved. He's played great defense. You can take that shot.
First points in the game, Henry Schlabel, 57-16, Highland.
Got a good stroke out there.
Looking good. Pirates with it here in the fourth quarter. Here's Garber out top. Garber to the left wing. Garber top of the key, looking on the right point, deflected away, back over to Garber near midcourt. Garber to the foul line. Lobs it high in the air, goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Garraway up to 15 of those tonight. Choose from a selection of stackable birthstone bracelets, engagement rings, and diamond bands to make Christmas unforgettable at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Running clock here in the fourth quarter. Highland has the ball at 56-16. Just a 57-16. Pass passed by Mullick, goes to Henry Stable. Out top now, Weaver back on the left side. The dribble by Billy goes out top of the pass. Over to Bune, to Billy in the corner. Grant Billy to the lane. Out top now to Christian Mullett. Mullett to the foul line. Left wing back to Henry Stable. Three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Tanner Rao. Pirates ball. Rao to the front court. On the left wing, dribbles it out top. On the right point goes in the hands of Jackson Garber. Out top now to Schwarzentruber. Under 6 minutes to go. Now to Bear right out of the foul line. His pass, try to slip that over to Numbers, instead goes out of bounds, and that'll be turnover number 16.
Highland just closes the passing lanes down so easily, there's nowhere to go for Garraway.
Been doing it all night long, 57-16 Hawks. And old mass substitutions here for the Pirates as Evan Coletti will check in, and Christian Raber also in for the game. Wyatt Reifsteiner checking in as well, and Wesley Baker along with Travis Rao.
Yep, Coach Rao getting a chance to get his younger players here to get some early preseason experience, pre-league experience.
They'll do that, and Highland will have it. Here's Christian Mullett. Mullett dribbles it across the timeline. Pass goes left wing, Henry Stable. Stable to the foul line, to the lane. His layup is going to be good.
Oh, that's great recognition. Good cut to the basket.
He has five, 59-16 Hawks. Pirates ball. Here's Coletti. Throws it out of bounds. That'll be turnover number 17 on Garraway.
Highland still just on six. They've taken exceptionally good care of the ball tonight.
Roman Kachuk, 6'1 junior, will check in.
They don't fall off much with him.
They don't. And Luke Boddicker also in the game, 5'11 junior as well. A lot of great athletes on the floor for the Hawks, for sure.
Yes, indeed.
That pass goes right side to Boddicker. Here's the drive to the lane by Bune. His shot's up in the air, going to be good. Got the bounce.
Yeah, great job creating space in the paint.
First two of the game for Bune, 61-16 Highland. Pirates have it. 4:08 to go. Drive to the lane now by Reifensteiner. His shot's no good. Rebound going to be grabbed under the basket. Three-pointer by Travis Rao, knocked down. After the offensive rebound by John Fritz Wallace. Highland ball. Drive to lane, ball poked loose on the floor. Grabbed now by the Hawks, but threw it away. Pirates have the basketball. Dribbled by Raber. Raber double team stolen right back away by Carson Weaver. Mullen has it top of the key for the Highland, up 61-19. Crosser pass now received by Kachuk. Kachuk drives the lane, stumbles, layup no good, and rebound grabbed by Travis Round. Outlets the pass now to the front court, goes to Wallace. Wallace lost it, stolen away. Highland ball goes to Mullen. Oh, nice look inside. Back to the corner now to Bune. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to Travis Round. Rouse pass near side, stolen back away by Andrew Bune. 20 turnovers now on Garraway.
Mounting a bunch of them here.
2:50 to go. Kachuk down to Boddicker on the right wing. Now top now over to Weaver, left side back to Bune. His cross-court pass back to Mullen. 2.5 to go. Mullen drives the lane back to the corner now. Three-pointer goes up in the air by Weaver. That's off the mark. Rebound corralled inside by Travis Round. Down to the front court goes to Wesley Baker. Spins around. His fadeaway jumper no good. Rebound goes to Carson Weaver. 2:20 to play. Highland basketball. And going to be a travel call. And that allows some guys to check in. So Highland will have it here at side court.
Okay, it stays with Highland.
Inbounded, going to be into the hands now of Kachuk. Back over to Luke Boddicker. Under 2 minutes to play. Bune's pass goes out top now to Carson Weaver. Back on the far side, 1:50 to go. Kachuk to the foul line. Nice dump pass inside. Grab now back to the corner to Bune. Goes out top now to Luke Boddicker. Boddicker to the paint. Back in the corner. Back over to Boddicker, top of the key. He'll find Kachuk. Kachuk to the baseline. Across the lane, goes over to Blake Stutzman. Double team. Back in the corner, back to Kachuk. His three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be grabbed by Wallace. Pirates have the basketball. Wallace to the corner. Poke loose, going to be out of bounds off the hands of Andrew Bune.
They just don't quit, Matt.
Doesn't matter what the score is, who's out there on the floor.
These young Hawks want to get their time in, too.
Wesley Baker inbounds it out top. Back to Baker. Baker to the foul line, to the lane. His runner up in the air, going to be in and out, in back in.
Yeah, nice drive.
His first two of the game, 61-21, Highland.
The third field goal from two-point range for Garraway.
45 seconds to go. Kachuk has it for the Hawks. Dribbles it, drives the lane. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound going to be pulled down by the Pirates that time. And for the foul line, Raber, his shot no good. Goes after that rebound from the far side. It'll be picked up now by Highland's Blake Stutzman with 18 seconds to go. The Highland will run out this clock here, it looks like, and get their first victory of the year. Final 10 seconds. And Highland gets the win by the final score of 61-21. Highland goes to 1-2. Garraway drops to 0-4. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future.
Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering CanClad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with CanClad.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
Attention high school sophomores. Your future starts at Buckeye Career Center. With over 30 career and technical labs to choose from, Buckeye helps you gain real-world skills while still in high school. Whether you're into engines, healthcare, manufacturing, or construction, we have a program for you. We are now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Don't wait, spots fill fast. Apply today at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org. We are Buckeye proud.
My name is Dr. Richard Mulcahy. I have 30 years experience as being a chiropractor. My specialty is spinal decompression therapy. Right now, for the next month, I'm offering a free consultation and examination for anyone who's interested in seeing if I can help them. I'm also offering a $37 visit, which would be a consultation and examination and trial treatment of decompression therapy. You can take advantage of that offer. Just call 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates want to thank our patients for the past 30 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Welsh, Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including braces, clear aligners, root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and emergency care. New patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, please call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwelsh.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 East of Millersburg.
It is the final tonight from the race center. It was all Highland. The Hawks get the win 61-21 over Garraway. Highland led 14-0 after one. They scored the first 25 points in the basketball game, outscoring the Pirates 19-12 in the second quarter. Highland led 33-12 at halftime. Then the Hawks would take a 54-16 lead through three, outscoring the Pirates 21-4 in the third, and they go on to get the win by the final score of 61-21. Back with the final numbers after this on WKLM.
For 125 years, the Kilbuck Savings Bank has been right here, helping neighbors build homes, grow businesses, and plan for the future. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our story isn't just about banking, it's about people. Generations of families who've trusted us to be there through every milestone, 125 years strong, and still putting our community first. Visit KilbuckBank.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire Incorporated show you what the Yokohama Geolander HD Geo 56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HD Geo 56. Call Holmes Tire Incorporated in Millersburg at 330-674-0025 or their other location in West Salem, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon 740-392-1811 in Loudonville 419-408-3607.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LogiVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LogiVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LogiVision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
Highland wins the game tonight by the final score 61-21 for the first victory of the season. For the Hawks, they had three players in double figures leading the way for them. Alex Miller, as far as Miller is concerned, he had a new season high for him. First time he's been in double figures on the season, going 1-for-2 from beyond the arc, but also 5-for-6 from two-point range for his total of 13 points. Also, a new season high for Caleb Mishler. His Mishler was in double figures for the first time on the year. He had a monster night. His Mishler would finish up going 3-for-5 from beyond the arc, 1-for-1 from two-point range, and 2-for-2 from the foul line. Mishler, again, the season high of 13 points. Also, Caleb Yoder, a new season high for him in double figures for the first time. And for Caleb Yoder, he would go 0-for-2 on three-point tries, 5-for-6 from two-point range for his total of 10 points. Also, 6 points for Ashton Schrock, matching his season high. 4 points apiece for Ryan Zerger and C.J. Yoder. Also, 5 points by Henry Stabel, new season high for him. And two apiece for Grant Billy, Reagan Scheller, as well as Andrew Bune, running out the total for Highland of 61. For Garraway, leading the way, that was Wiley Numbers. He had 6 points, knocking down a pair of three-pointers on the night in that first half. Also, after that scoring, it was 3 points apiece for Jackson Garber as well as Tanner Rao. Also, 3 points for Travis Rao. 2 points apiece for Kingman Bear, Wyatt Reifersteiner, as well as Wesley Baker to round out the Garraway total of 21. Final score, Highland 61 and Garraway 21. Now with the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
Thank you very much, Matt. For Highland on the night, dominating performance. They would go 5 of 15 behind the arc, 22 of 32 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, grabbed 30 rebounds and turned the ball over 7 times on the night. Garraway on the other side, they went 5 of 14 behind the arc, just 3 field goals from the 2-point range. They were 3 of 19. Did not attempt a free throw, turned the ball over 18 rebounds they grabbed and turned the ball over 20 times, did Garraway.
individual rebounding leaders for Highland. It was 6 rebounds apiece for Alex Miller as well as Ryan Zerger. And also 4 rebounds for Caleb Mishler as well on the night. And then for Garraway leading the way, it was 4 boards for Jackson Garber and 3 rebounds apiece for Tanner Rao, Henry Schwarzertruber, and Travis Rao as well. Final score, Highland wins at 61-21 over Garraway. And as we talked about, it's all about the defense.
It was defense tonight, and that set the tone for Highland. And this was the kind of game Highland needed to get on track. Mishler shot the ball well tonight. Everybody shot the ball well. So this was the kind of game Highland was looking for, get them off and going, Matt.
As we talked about, Troy, really the impressive thing, not just the starting 5 guys, how they defend, but everybody gets on the floor. Everybody seems to get into the act here defensively.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't fall off. They bring all these legs off the bench, and that's going to wear any team down. But, you know, that speaks to the program we have here at Highland. They develop ball players young, and, you know, if they play hard, they're going to get their chance on the floor.
And for Gary, obviously, ran into a buzzsaw tonight. This is going to be a challenge for any young team here, so a team that can have to cross off and move on.
It is, and they got to have short memory from this game, and I know Coach Rao will tell the kids that. They knew what they were running into tonight, so they come out and battled. You can't fault their effort. Highland is that good.
Highland gets the win 61-21, and they'll be, for them, improving to 1-2. They'll be playing tomorrow on their home floor against Lexington, and that should be a battle right there tomorrow night for Highland. Good to get a win like this tonight, get a lot of guys in, and come back and take on Lexington tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, another quality team here for Highland they're going to play. I mean, Lexington coming out of Division I, that's no slouch. That's going to be a battle.
Garraway with the loss drops to 0-4. They'll be playing on Tuesday in a home game against Minerva. And for us, we're planning on having boys basketball for tomorrow. Lexington is at Highland. You're on the air for that around 6 o'clock, game time 6:30, weather permitting. Of course, supposed to have some snow tomorrow. And that Riverview West Holmes game already has been canceled for tomorrow. We'll keep you posted right here on WKLM. Check out our entire basketball broadcast schedule on our website, WKLMFM.com. Click on the on-air tab. Stay tuned also to our social media later on by tomorrow. We'll have some pictures also posted by Phoenix Price from the game as well here tonight, so stay tuned for that. For Troy Fritz, I'm Matt Croy. Special thanks also to Michael Hammond back at the studio. Stay tuned after the game for High School Scoreboard. We'll have all the area scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. Again, the final, Highland 61, Garraway 21. So long, everybody.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Well, I'm officially a holiday wizard.
Oh boy. What spell did you mess up this time?
No spell. I went to Rudy's IGA. They've got USDA-inspected bone-in pork loin chops for just $3.18 a pound.
Okay, that is magical. What else you conjure up?
How about 80% lean family pack round beef for $4.78 a pound?
Now we're talking. Any holiday miracles left?
Yep. Twin-pack bone-in whole pork shoulder for $1.88 a pound. And Hillshire Farm Little Smokies, 12 to 14 ounce, just $4.98. Make holiday magic with fresh favorites at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Are you nearing retirement? Do you want experienced help in deciding how to manage your retirement savings when you leave the workforce? Please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience helping investors in Holmes County. Let's talk about the best strategy for you in deciding how and when to take withdrawals to enjoy the retirement you've been dreaming of. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.